This is an MUT Radio podcast.
From KZN, from Durban, then I'm so honored to be able to grant your wish today. Today we have a remarkable DJ, producer, musical innovator joining us. Brentano has been making waves in the dance music scene as a master of deep, infectious dance grooves and creating feel-good atmospheres that get everyone moving. Growing up, Brentano was immersed in a world filled with gospel, soul, jazz, funk, and house music, and this set him up to bring a unique and versatile sound to his sets and productions. His collaborations have been featured and remixed by some of the biggest names in the industry. He's been featured on Kiss FM Australia, Durban Youth Radio, and Pure Ibiza Radio, where he is a regular on the Pure Ibiza Soundrise show. And today he is gracing us with his presence here at MUT Radio. So we'll be diving into his musical journey, his influences, and what's next on his exciting path. So without further ado, on your Friday morning, here is Brentano. Brentano, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. We get right into it. So give us a little bit of your background. Where did the creation of Brentano originate?
Well, Brentano probably started in church, I'd say. And that's where my musical influence comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you play in church?
Actually, my mom, my dad, most of my family play musical instruments, and it was all of that influenced Brentano and where I am today. That's where it started.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. So how would you describe your style? What would you say is your style?
I'd say deep, soulful house music.
Mm-hmm.
With a touch of afro.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's just good. Whatever the mix comes, it's just good. So what artists growing up influenced you, or is it only your family? Because, you know, they were the best.
I'd say DJs like DJ Fresh were highly influential. DJ Glenn Lewis. Also, a lot of Kwaito music played a big part in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting into DJing and stuff. I played a lot of Kwaito. So I was heavily influenced by that.
Yeah. And then can you walk us through your creative process? Getting into a new track or a new set?
Where with production, I normally start with listening to a lot of the type of music that I'm about to head into, you know, the style. So I'd do some listening and just get some influence, and then start with just the normal drum pattern and head into the chord progressions and stuff like that. And also a lot of collaborating with other artists helps me a lot with the creative process.
Yeah, so yeah, you've got a lot of collaborations. How do you go about initiating those relationships, and what's the collaboration process like for you?
A lot of the time I just reach out on Instagram, I message, and I find people that I think I'd collaborate great with, and just send them a message, hi, love your stuff, would love to collab. A lot of the times I get ignored, and sometimes, you know, it works out.
Yeah, and so then one of the people, the organizations or companies that have really been pushing and behind you is the Pure Ibiza Sunrise Show, right? So how did you get involved with that? What's that experience been like?
I think how it came about was after my first release, I started gaining a bit of traction on the dance music scene, and I was approached by Soundrise Ibiza to submit a mix, which I did, and then they kept in touch and just asked me to keep submitting mixes. So, yeah, that's about how it happened.
So you did what you do, and then you just kept doing what you do.
Yeah.
And everyone likes it. So now it's Africa Month, right? And we're celebrating all things African. But now you've been your sound has been heard in Australia, in Europe. So how do you how is your South African heritage influencing your music, and how is that being received overseas?
I pull from African artists that are locally in Durban, like I say, collabing and being in studio. I just try and network as much as I can with our local musicians. And then it's the sound that they want out in the rest of the world. Everybody's focused on KZN and South Africa's sound at the moment. So it's actually not difficult to get your stuff heard out there. Everybody's watching us, watching South Africa, and it just makes things really easier.
Yeah. Now, obviously, South Africans, we do the things we are leading in everything that we do, right? And music is one of those spaces. So, what role do you think African music and South African culture are playing in the global music scene today? And how are you enjoying that space?
I'd say we're leading. we have artists like your Black Coffees, your Shimzas. Even if you want to look at your rap guys, you've got your Nasty C's, even the pop artists like Tyler. So I think we're leading, and it definitely opens a lot of doors for artists like myself and others to explore the global village.
I suppose it's a little bit personal, but how do you respond to people that think house music can be boring or repetitive, or there's no bass drops or whatever, what has been your response to how house music has been received?
I just ignore them and I make the music for the people who enjoy it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So then, are there any, before I get to that, what have been some of your memorable performances any of your memorable experiences that have happened over your career?
I'd say my most memorable would be releasing music on Tony Humphries' record label. Tony Humphries is a legend in house music, and just being afforded the opportunity to release music on his label has been probably a highlight for me in my career.
Wonderful. I mean, how do you balance the different aspects of your career? You know, you've got DJing, producing, promoting. Obviously, they kind of work together, but how do you make sure that you are, whenever you are at an event, you are there for that one thing, or just how do you manage keeping those things kind of compartmentalized for yourself?
I'm in studio almost every day. I try and just stay as sharp as I can with regards to production, and then gigs. I take them as they come. I prep for gigs accordingly, because you get different spaces that would need different types of music and stuff. And that's the way I handle that.
Wonderful. And then, what are some or any? What is a dream collaboration for you, or a dream venue or platform?
A dream collaboration would be a collaboration with Ed Jazz. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite producer DJs. I'd say the venue I'd most love to play at would be in Ibiza at, I'd say, Mambo at in Ibiza on the beaches there. That would be one of my gigs I would love to do.
Oh, wonderful. So we get to come and listen to you from the ships, the cruise ships and the cruise ships.
Well, we actually
I'm in a different tax bracket. I don't even know what the names are.
We do host a monthly gig here in Durban at Dropkick Murphy's in Florida. If you want to get a taste of the sounds that I play,
yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Wonderful. So then, I'll let you go in a moment. But what advice would you give to aspiring DJs, producers, people who are looking into coming into the industry?
I'd say just have the most fun that you can have, and do it for the love. That's about it. If you love it, it will love you back.
You see these artists, this artist type, they come for the heartstrings, yeah. I've got another personal question, but if you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
One album that would have to be Fresh Out Flavor 4 by DJ Fresh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. And finally, where can we get in touch with you? Where can we find your music? Where can we see what you're getting up to?
You can follow me on all social media platforms at DJ Brentano. And my music productions are on all platforms, all digital stores. Yep. That's
wonderful. Thank you so much, Brentano. That is Brentano. And he's been joining us today and sharing his incredible journey and insights into music. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know more about you and your influences and your creative process and exciting stuff that you have coming up. So now, as a special treat for our listeners, we have a fantastic mix by Brentano lined up for you. So get ready to immerse yourself into the deep, infectious dance grooves and a feel-good vibe that will keep you moving through the weekend. So without further ado, here is Brentano's mix, Ozone.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.